What's going on, brothers? It's Lyman Terry with the name. Got a video for you. It's written title, Thought Fatigue, Part 3. Here goes. Shout out to RPM for weighing in on this article from the New York Post. And I figured I'd go ahead and share my thoughts on the subject. So for you brothers who are subscribed to my channel, in my first installment of Thought Fatigue, I spoke how a lot of these tread cooks and a lot of these dried out relics are alarmed because young men are too busy playing video games instead of pursuing casual sex. Well, this latest article from the New York Post pretty much confirms what we already know. And the stats are alarming. But for not for us, not for brothers who've taken a red pill and going our own way. Because we've known this for a long time. So 72% of Gen Z young men are not pursuing casual sex. They don't give a damn about intercourse. And 69% of millennial men, don't give a damn about chasing intercourse. They're too busy with their hobbies. And the scapegoat for this whole thing is the beer flu. That's right. They're making the beer flu the scapegoat for the reason why young men and millennials are not chasing casual sex. And I gotta say it like this. We know why young men and millennial men are not chasing intercourse, because the risks are not worth the reward. It's a zero-sum game. It's bullshit. I mean, you have to put your life, your health, and your freedom in jeopardy to chase gutter sex. It's not worth it. I mean, when you look at the new cases of STDs and STIs, the majority of them who are getting these STDs are women. Now, they can't scapegoat us for doing this because, as you brothers all know, it's her body, her choice. Didn't they say that? Her body, her choice. So she can have all this nasty-ass sex, and the consequences are theirs and theirs alone. But, yeah. So, not only is this a thought fatigue, this is a sex apocalypse. And there's also a relationship apocalypse in our midst, too. I think SSM or one of the other content providers already covered this, but I'll see if I can cover it in another video. But right now, I'm going to focus on this thought fatigue and why young men aren't pursuing intercourse. They're busy with their hobbies. They can blame this lack of chasing tail on lower testosterone levels, but I gotta say it like this. Young men are not stupid. Millennial men are not stupid. We're just learning, adjusting, and adapting. That's what we're doing. These trollops, these feminuts, and the machinery of the state turn sex into a zero-sum game, and now they're paying for it. It is what it is. And by the look of things, not just fertility, intercourse, relationships, and marriage, all that's going to be a thing of the past. I mean, you know it's bad when you have tribes out here asking men for open marriages, open relationships. That's disgusting. This is how more STDs spread. But this is what they want. So, considering this, why the fuck are they surprised that young men are not pursuing casual sex anymore? Why are they surprised? So I'm going to say it like this, brothers. Your survival comes first. You hear me? Your survival comes first. Last year, the leaders, these camp leaders, and a lot of these people at these churches were telling people to fill their food pantries because the cost of food was going to double. We fast forward to today, and that's exactly what happened. So despite what these feminists, these gene pool polluters, and these psychotic malcontents say and how they try to flick shit at young men for not pursuing casual sex, please understand that your survival comes first. To our opposition, they don't give a damn about our survival. In fact, we can rot as far as they're concerned. Well, I say, they can rot. I mean, there's a lack of bread. There's trouble with labor in the capital. We have supply chain issues, but their concern right now is that you are not chasing casual sex? Make that make sense. Do you want to eat? Or do you want to chase gutter sex? Which is important? Which is more important? I'd rather eat. My survival comes first. Sex is a lower brain function. It's a part of life. It's not the end-all, be-all. And these psychotic malcontents, these thoughts, these walking trash cans, are learning it the hard way. That's why they're getting blocked, ignored, and ghosted. They brought it all on themselves. Their misfortune, their pain, and their misery was also inflicted. There's a thought fatigue. Relationships are drawn to a close. And to be quite honest, I couldn't care less. You hear? I couldn't care less. I mean, we're just adapting to a environment that is woefully against men and boys. You see, they dehumanized male sexuality. They dehumanized and demonized male sexuality for 6 decades. But here they are, baffled, complaining that young men are not pursuing casual sex anymore. Well, tough shit. Our survival comes first. It is what it is. This is Lion of MGTOW. That's all I got, brothers. Like the video, like sharing the commentary, feel free to subscribe. If you're new to my channel, you find a tip jar on the upper right hand side of the screen. And that's your plus icon. All right, fam. All right, brethren. You know it's real. You know it's going away. Live on SYSBMS for these bitch made simps, these trollops, these psychotic malcontents, and those who have a problem with what we say now, we say it. Give them nothing. This has been MGTOW PSA. Welcome to the tape. See you soon.